Welcome back to this special edition of Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we're talking about violence and migration in Honduras. Now, just a little earlier, we were discussing how the Mexican government has been trying to make it harder for Central American migrants to travel north through their country. But as Jasmine Guards reports, that can mean it's even more dangerous now for migrants who do make it into Mexico. Just a quick note, for the safety of some of the people in this story who are fleeing domestic violence, we've withheld their names.
This is not the first time this Honduran woman has tried to run away.
My husband beat me. I couldn't stand that he did it in front of our kids.
She left home in Honduras once, but went back because she was worried about her kids.
El papá de mis hijos me pegó un disparo en el pie.
When the woman got there, her husband, a gang member, shot her in the foot. She waited until she could walk again. Then one day, she pretended she was taking the kids on an errand. The woman, who's 27, is part of this year's Honduran exodus. Most media coverage has focused on the estimated 60,000 Central American minors who were detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. In reality, human rights workers and activists report that minors are leaving Central America with adults, often with their mothers. The problem is, the routes they're being forced to take are so dangerous, migrant women can barely protect their children. Mark Bosk describes it this way.
Este proceso de invisibilización empieza precisamente cada vez antes.
Invisibilización, becoming invisible. Bosk is the head coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Mexico. He says on the surface, it looks like the number of people crossing from Central America has gone down. That may be happening largely because of Mexico's Plan Frontera Sur, the southern border plan. The plan has kept thousands of people off La Bestia, the freight train migrants ride as stowaways to get to northern Mexico. But for those migrants who do make it through, Bosk says reports of violence and exploitation have increased.
El hecho de que no puedan utilizar el tren y tengan que empezar a manejarse por rutas alternativas.
The fact that they cannot use the train and they have to start taking alternate routes exposes them to organized crime and human trafficking networks more than before, back when people knew a route and where they had to go.
Que lo que venía siendo hasta ahora, donde ya más o menos todos conocían el camino y por dónde tenían que ir.
That means migrants are no longer traveling on routes where they'd have access to shelters or medical attention, he adds. They'll sleep in clandestine housing run by cartels or human smugglers, where they're vulnerable to all types of abuses, something like what happened to the Honduran and her children. In the playground of a shelter, the kids say their journey to Mexico was cold, long, and the train they rode was scary because that's where they kill people.
My kids endured hunger. They endured the cold. By the time we got to Coatzacoalcos, they were very sick.
Coatzacoalcos is an industrial city run by the notorious Zeta cartel, a place where migrants trying to get north often get trapped. The woman says when a Mexican man approached her and told her he ran a shelter, she went with him. The man kept her and her children there for 3 days, and every night he raped her while the kids lay in the same bed. The man also fondled her daughter. The woman thinks he was a sex trafficker.
I don't even know how I escaped. The woman who cleaned his house kind of left the door open. I left all our things in there.
With no money and no belongings, the Honduran woman and her kids rode the freight train all the way to Mexico City, where they found a real migrant shelter. When she got there, the first thing she asked for was an HIV test. The woman says her daughter still has nightmares about what happened on their trip. Her son has violent outbursts. Technically, the Mexican government does have refugee visas for migrants fleeing danger, but they're nearly impossible to come by. From January to September of this year, the Mexican government had 1,525 applications for refugee status, but it only accepted 247. The woman knows her chances of getting one of those visas are slim, and her kids are homesick, so she's decided to go back to Honduras. Besides, she says, she's exhausted.
Últimamente ya me siento cansada, ya no quiero más.
For Latino USA, I'm Jasmine Garst.